My friends, the Church in her wisdom dedicates this month, the month of November, to the month of the Holy Souls in Purgatory. I really want to exhort you to prayerfully consider offering the sacrifice of the Mass, having Mass offered for your deceased family members, your deceased friends. Theologically, what's happening when you have the Mass offered for a loved one who has passed away, you're bringing the sacrifice of Calvary, which of course the Mass continues, to that holy soul in purgatory. It's of extraordinary power. And this is a real family moment where the holy souls depend on us, the church militant of old, the people of God on earth, to pray on their behalf. They cannot pray for their own purification. There's no merit in purgatory. It's really our family responsibility to be praying for the holy souls. And the offering of the sacrifice of the Mass is of the most maximum value and efficacy for them. For the things that we tend to and the things we spend money on, to go to your rectory and to ask the priest to offer the Mass for loved ones, for friends, especially those who you might have a particular concern about their salvation, is a tremendous work of spiritual mercy and of family covenant. In this age where so many are rejecting the doctrine of purgatory, and sometimes people think that this is an ivory tower rejection, whether purgatory exists or doesn't exist doesn't really affect me. It radically affects us, and especially when we leave this life. Because without purgatory, only the perfect in this life make it to heaven. That's not something that's comforting to most, and I think to the humble. Purgatory is a doctrine of mercy that leads us to pray for our brothers and sisters who are departed. It also is, again, our responsibility within the mystical body to focus during this month on the needs of our brothers and sisters in purgatory. Even Anglicans like C.S. Lewis defended the reality of purgatory as a mercy that would allow an individual's hands to be cleaned and to be present at the eternal banquet in the appropriate way, even if suffering is involved. So I strongly encourage you to recall that this is, first of all, doctrine of the Church. There are scriptural evidences for purgatory as well with 2 Maccabees 12. It is a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead. You have in the book of Maccabees, the second book, the offering of 8,000 drachmas as a type of suffrage or a sacrifice offered as a tithe for fellow Jews who had given money to idols. So this clearly identifies the idea of someone in this life who commits a sin and that can be purified in the next life. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 15 talks about a purification by fire. And Jesus makes reference even in his discussion about the sin against the Holy Spirit that this cannot be purified, this cannot be forgiven either in this life or in the next, which of course implies the possibility of forgiveness in the next life. St. Augustine in the City of God tells us in Book 21 that we can offer our atonement for temporal punishment either in this life, in the next life, or both in this life and in the next life. And the justice factor due to sin is what we call temporal punishment. We see this in relationships. If a husband has been inappropriate or impatient with his wife, and the next day he comes home and says, "I'm sorry, and here are flowers, here are candy, and can we go out to dinner?" These are all indications that it's both the asking for forgiveness and also to try to satisfy the justice factor that remains. Adam and Eve, forgiven for the original sin, but they have to leave the garden. So we see this. This is part and parcel of Christian life, that along with forgiveness based on contrition, there's also a justice factor due to sin. So this is clear in Scripture in the early Church. It is clear by the magisterial teachings of the Council of Trent, which defined the element of purgatory as a doctrine. Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium, in Chapter 7, talks about the faith of our ancestors regarding purgatory. So let's do our responsibility. How grateful our brothers and sisters in purgatory will be if we make special efforts during this month to offer masses or indulgences on behalf of our brothers and sisters in purgatory. It is our responsibility, and we should take it generously and with a real commitment to be focused during the remainder of this month of November, especially for the holy souls. They can as well pray for us, we recall, and we can ask for their prayers, but this is a month really dedicated to them in a special way. So please make the special effort, offer masses for your beloved. Remember the great Catholic tradition of a Gregorian of masses, 30 masses for family, loved ones that have departed or friends. And as a special act of charity in the mystical body, pray for the most forgotten souls. Once again, it's not ivory tower if denominations of Christianity have rejected the idea of purgatory. Not only is that a doctrinal error, but it has effects. That is, brothers and sisters, their own family members in purgatory that they're not praying for because they've don't grant the reality of purgatory. Let's take this seriously and generously. Let's pray for our holy souls in purgatory, and especially the sacrifice of the Mass. Thank you. God bless.